President Trump tweeted last night that he is canceling peace negotiations with the Taliban. He revealed details of a planned secret meeting at Camp David between U.S. officials, the Afghan government, and the Taliban that was supposed to take place this weekend. The stated reason for the cancellation, a suicide attack that killed multiple people, including a U.S. soldier on Thursday. Trump wrote, "What kind of people would kill so many in order to seemingly strengthen their bargaining position?" Many things about this announcement are surprising. Joining us now from Islamabad is NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman, who is traveling around the region with the head of Central Command, four-star General Kenneth Frank McKenzie. Welcome.
Hey, Lulu.
We've known for a while, Tom, that a deal with the Taliban may have been close, but this was, to put it mildly, an unorthodox way of announcing the cancellation and surprising that the peace deal was going to be cemented on U.S. soil. What has been the reaction there where you are?
Well, there's been very little reaction from the Taliban. They said they heard about this cancellation from media reports. They're all meeting now to come up with some sort of a statement. The Afghan government, meanwhile, applauded President Trump's decision to cancel these talks. They said there has to be a ceasefire before there's any peace deal. And they also want the Taliban to hold direct talks with the Afghan government, which they've refused to do so far. And we've also heard really nothing from the White House, National Security Council, or the State Department about President Trump's cancellation of this by tweet.
And the military, did they get a heads up? Was it discussed with anyone? Negotiations of this sort are highly sensitive and very planned.
The military, you know, for the most part, has been kept in the dark about these negotiations. American negotiator, the lead negotiator, Zalmay Khalilzad, has really kept a tight control of the information coming out from his negotiating team. So a lot of people have been kept in the dark about this.
And not to mention the odd timing of this. This meeting was supposed to take place this weekend, the Taliban on U.S. soil during the week of September 11th.
That was highly unusual. First of all, that the Taliban would be coming to the United States at all. And as you say, a few days before the anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks by Al-Qaeda. And of course, Al-Qaeda found a safe haven with the Taliban government in Afghanistan. So the whole thing is very unusual. We had been hearing that if there were to be a peace deal, it would be signed likely in Kabul with Zalmay Khalilzad being there, maybe President Ashraf Ghani and the member of the Taliban. The fact that they plan to bring it to U.S. soil is highly unusual.
So over the past months, the Taliban has launched multiple suicide attacks, including an especially horrific one on a wedding. They have used this as leverage throughout the process. So was there something different about this attack that caused this reaction from the president?
This bombing killed American Sergeant First Class Ellis Barreto Ortiz from Puerto Rico. And the president mentioned that in his tweet, that he was really upset that this soldier had died, and the fact that, again, the Taliban would mount this attack after there was a framework for a peace deal. And he said in his tweet, listen, if they can't maintain a ceasefire, how can they be trusted? How do they have the power to maintain any sort of a peace deal? What we don't know at this point, is this a temporary pause? Will Zal Khalilzad go back to Doha, Qatar, to keep talking with the Taliban? Or is this something more permanent? If that's the case, if this is something more permanent, you could see an uptick in violence in Afghanistan. We're already hearing that the United States military plans even more attacks on Taliban locations, and the Taliban could answer in kind by hitting so-called soft targets, civilian targets. So we could be seeing a much more bloody phase in Afghanistan, a place that's already been very bloodied.
NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman from Islamabad. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And indeed, we've just had word that the Taliban has reacted, saying that the cancellation will lead to further loss of life.